There have been tribute albums to everyone from Cole Porter to the Velvet Underground. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the latest, and perhaps the most surprising of these, is Dedicated, a new album paying homage to the words and music of that rock and roll institution, the Grateful Dead.
The Grateful Dead is many things to many people. Visionary idealists and bad hippie joke. Genius improvisers and galumphing bores. But what about the Grateful Dead as a source of strong rock songwriting? Speaking as a Dead skeptic, I can't think of a single notable version of a Grateful Dead song by any other musician before now. Dedicated offers 15 acts, each trying out a different Dead song. They range from the one you just heard, Dwight Yoakam's honky-tonk version of the ultimate Dead song, Truckin', to this one, Winston, Rodney, and Burning Spear's reggae-ized interpretation of Estimated Profit.
California, preaching under burning sun. California, be knocking at the golden door. You're like an angel.
One thing that Dedicated makes clear is that the Grateful Dead is a band that has always had excellent musicians and mediocre vocalists. Just think about how many times Jerry Garcia and/or Bob Weir have diminished the power of their playing by singing, moaning, groaning, in that flat, tuneless manner that's the Dead's most unfortunate trademark. Even Elvis Costello improves upon Dead melodies. Technically speaking, Costello is no better a singer than Weir or Garcia, but he's certainly a more expressive vocalist, and he brings out the emotionalism that lay buried in this song, Ship of Fools.
Strangest I could find, laid my proposition down, laid it all on the line. I won't slave for beggar's pay, likewise gold and jewels, but I would slave to learn a way to sink your when I first believed you. Now I cannot share your laughter, ship of fools.
To be sure, pure, impeccable technique can often prove a liability to making good rock music. Cases in point here include Suzanne Vega's stiff, mannered take on China Doll, and this one, the Indigo Girls' preposterously prim, solemn version of Uncle John's Band.
Sister, will I declare, have you seen the like? Their walls are built of cannonballs. Their motto is, don't tread on me. Come here, Uncle John's Band, play into the tide. Come with me or go alone. Please come to take his children home.
A few of the guests invited to this Dead party understand the best way to approach covering a rock song. Seize the basic text and perform it as if you've never heard the original. For instance, I always thought it would be really great if I could die without ever hearing another version of Casey Jones, the Dead's complacent hymn to drug-taking. But Warren Zevon, working with guitarist David Lindley, has proven me wrong.
This old engine makes it on time. Leave Central Station at a quarter to nine. Hits River Junction at 17-2.
A chunk of the profits from Dedicated is going to two organizations opposed to the destruction of tropical rainforests, Cultural Survival and the Rainforest Action Network. This is in keeping with the best aspect of the Dead's history, the way their idealistic utopianism interacts with the real world. The band is admirable beyond its musical attributes, for the way it's always been generous and thoughtful to its fans, and in general an optimistic presence in a musical world that often seems cynical and affected. It's perhaps this spirit, as much as the music itself, that the musicians on Dedicated are saluting.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. I'm Marty Moscowane, and this is Fresh Air.